This is Tell Me, and we're interviewing Richard S. Lowry. He's the 2011 Pulitzer Prize nominee. And we're asking, you served in the service, and you know about nuclear reaction and its possible problems and consequences. Could you talk to us about that?
Yes, I was in the nuclear submarine service for many years and was trained in how to deal with nuclear accidents with nuclear reactors. And one of the stories that's coming out of the catastrophe in Japan with the earthquake and tsunami is that there is an emergency situation at a nuclear reactor in Japan, and they've lost their cooling. This is much, much more serious than the media is making out. We are potentially looking at another Chernobyl.
It's right off of Tokyo.
Yes, it's 160 miles north of Tokyo, and the islands in Japan are probably some of the most densely populated areas on the entire face of the Earth. A nuclear accident in that area could be an historic catastrophe.
I just noticed that they seem to talk about everything, the 80 that they've confirmed lost, the 1,000 more that are hurt. But other than mentioning the 4 nuclear reactors this morning, I haven't heard another word about it. Why is that?
My personal belief is that the authorities in Japan don't want to panic the population. And the statistics that are coming out of Japan now are much, much worse than what you've heard. The last that I heard was there are now 1,000 dead and 60,000 missing.
Where did you hear that statistic?
On Fox News, not 5 minutes ago.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea.
Yes, this is, like I said, a historic catastrophe.
I haven't heard those numbers anyplace else.
And it could get much, much worse if they have additional problems with this reactor.
Well, I can't thank you enough. We think you're best qualified to talk on these matters, and that's why I called you. It's important. I just didn't hear another word about the reactors all day, and it's now 3 in the afternoon, and I was wondering what had happened, if anything.
Well, what's happened is the pressure in the primary coolant loop has started to rise, and they are releasing radioactive steam into the atmosphere to lower the pressure in the reactor compartment.
I didn't realize. I can't thank you enough.
My prayers and hopes for the Japanese people are with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.